Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Cuba now. He told him that. You can pray till you're blue in the face, but you're not going to get Acts chapter 2 because it doesn't exist anymore. And they said, Pastor, they did something radical for young people because they had the touch of God in their life. They said, we're going to believe the word rather than you. He left them and they knelt at the altar, began to pray. And they prayed and they prayed. They prayed, they told me, for 3 days. And on the third day, one of the young boys stood up and raised his hands to heaven. He began to speak in an unknown language. And all of them were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And there was a zeal. There was a touch of God. There was a fire in their bones. There was a stirring in them. The pastor came 3 days later, and the kids were still at the altar, crying and praying, speaking in tongues, hands raised, shouting, rejoicing. And the pastor says, what's going on here? And they said, we were filled with the Holy Spirit. And he said, these things don't. And before the sentence could get out of his mouth, these things don't. He got baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fell on him. Hallelujah. I had the privilege of preaching in his church in Havana, Cuba, under the communist. He told him that. You can pray till you.
I'll tell you, this is the kind of story and experience that came out of Azusa Street. Willie Seymour had meetings in Azusa Street at a little mission, little storefront mission. And the Spirit of God fell on that place, and it was an outpouring of what had happened with women who had gathered together in a home because they were tired of they were done with the violence. They were done with what was happening with their children and in their neighborhood and all of these things that were going on. The drugs and the prostitution and again, the murder. I mean, it was bad in that part of LA at that time. It was very bad. And these women came together, black and white and Asian women and just moms. And they began to just pray and seek God for their children. And the Spirit of the Lord fell in that house. And that house filled up. And Smith Wigglesworth came and visited. And a number of others as well. And ultimately, there was a little mission not too far away. And a man named William Seymour came. A black evangelist came from the Midwest, and he began ministering there. It's quite an amazing story, but the Spirit of God fell, and the power of the Holy Spirit fell in that place. And it was such that they wrote about it in the papers and about what happened and what was going on there. And then negative press came out, and ministers there were saying, you know, this is not right, and you can't have this, and just like what that pastor shared, no, there's no, this doesn't happen anymore. It's the Book of Acts. It's that chapter has been closed. And William Seymour would invite them to come. And oftentimes even invite them to preach. And one of his greatest critics came one Sunday morning and began to preach thunderously against the move of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly the Spirit of God fell on him. And he could no longer deny it. I remember years ago, we were conducting a service in California, and because of the move of God within our services and how God was moving, we had ended up having to have our services on a Saturday night, and so we did, and we would gather together, we would have a meal beforehand, family style, just have a meal together, and then we would have our service together. And one of the worship leaders at another church in town came to visit. My son actually was playing on that worship team on Sunday mornings, And so he came to visit. And our service would be done in three stages. The beginning of the service always was just worshiping God, just worshiping the Heavenly Father. And I would always open with a prayer declaration that had to do with spiritual warfare and deliverance and breaking off all the stuff that you've been carrying around all week long and presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And so we would go through and pray and make this declaration out loud. Everyone in attendance. You didn't have to, but everybody around you and those who came regularly, we're all making that declaration and repeating as I would lead us through the declaration. And then after the declaration, we would make another declaration, and that is 1 Peter 2:9-10. For I am, I think I hit my head too hard. But 1 Peter 2:9-10. There are probably some young people. Okay, that was different. Probably some young people that are not so young anymore that were a part of our congregation. 1 Peter 2:9-10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And we talked about how that was the most positive thing and the most positive statement you may have heard and said about yourself all week long. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are God's peculiar people. You are his special people. You are the ones that he's called out, that you should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. Worship him with understanding of what he's done for you, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And so then we would begin to worship and to press into the presence of God. And at a certain point during that worship service, I had teams of individuals that would then come forward to pray for people, always in three. One to pray, one to cover that person in prayer, and then one to catch. And I hear this, there was a young boy that was full of a demon that when Jesus spoke, he fell to the ground. And the word says that he fell to the ground as if dead. The father thought that he had died. But he didn't. He was just set free. Multiple times when Christ delivered people, those experiences happened. When the priests were in the temple and the glory of God fell and they all fell down. When the glory of God was revealed in the Garden of Gethsemane and all the soldiers fell to the ground. You say, well, that's warfare. Look, the priests wore a rope because if they got into the presence of the glory of God too much, they might have to pull their dead body out. Anyway, we can talk about it all day long. I know what I saw, and I know what God did, and I know what God continues to do. So people would feel the power of God, and there would be a whoosh I don't know how to explain it, but God would release. We would begin to pray for people. Now, my instructions to my team were very simple, and my instructions to those coming were very simple. The word says touch and agree. The word also says that he wrote out the days of our lives before we drew our first breath. That means that he knew and knows we're going to have this encounter. He knew that those individuals were going to be in that church on that night. He orchestrated all of it. And every experience, he orchestrated all of it. And God knows what our spirit man and our soul have need of. We think we know, but the creator of heaven and earth, God Almighty, knows. And the question is, will you let him do? Look, your transformation, as Jesus said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus says, how? And Jesus says, if I share with you things in the natural and you don't get those, how are you ever going to understand the spiritual? You're born again by the Spirit. You have a new nature in Christ. Taya Shoemaker and I were just talking a moment ago in the last segment about the significance of that, and that preachers aren't preaching sin because they don't understand, don't believe, can't comprehend, can't get a hold of the transformation, the change. That's the power. Paul said, I'm not coming to you with fancy words, and I've come to you with signs, and I've come to you with in the power, and you've seen the change. So tell them a story here. So we would have people come forward, and my teams were taught and instructed, you are simply touching and agreeing. You're putting faith to action with them, and you are touching and you are agreeing. You are not pushing, and you are not trying to manipulate them through words. Just agree. And it would be a very silent time, and there would be worship that would be happening. Those that were not being prayed for were asked and invited to enter into the presence of God through the worship. And so the worship would continue as people would be prayed for and prayed with. And if something was to be said, it was test the spirit, according to 1 John 4. But the majority of the time it wasn't. But the power of God would fall. And I'll never forget one of our teenagers that had been coming for quite some time since we started doing this in my home. And now we were in a building. And the Holy Spirit told me to have the teenagers come forward. And she came and was with me. And it was she and I and my normal person that backed me, and my person that normally did the catching, Leroy. And we were praying, and this was one of Leroy's kids, actually, and we were praying, and the person came forward down, and in this instance, I the Holy Spirit said, you don't need to even touch them, and so I didn't. I was standing just a little ways back from them, and the power of God came rushing through. And the young lady behind me nearly pushed me, nearly knocked me into the person that I was praying for because of how powerful that push of the Holy Spirit was. And I'll never forget looking back at her and her looking at me with these wide eyes And she said, you know, I've been coming for 3 years. And I've been getting prayed for. And it's been all, you know, it's been good. It's all that. But she said, I really thought, Pastor, that at some point you pushed. I was sure. I was convinced that you had to push because I felt something push me down. Hit me and push me down. She said, I felt something come from behind us. And I looked back and there's nobody back there. There's nothing back there. And I looked and it nearly knocked me into you. And she said, and now I know. Now I know it's the Holy Spirit. And so this worship leader came to our service. And he was sitting in the audience, and I made the invitation for people to come and get prayed for. And whenever someone who was new, that was not familiar with any of our team, would come, they would direct them, and I would be the one that would pray for new people. They would pray for people that were familiar to our church, familiar to the house. And I'll get into that some other time. But at any rate, his name was John. John came forward. And John probably was almost 6 feet away from me, maybe a little bit closer. He wasn't very close, but he started walking up towards me. And I raised my hands, and the Lord told me not to touch him, and so I didn't. But I raised my hands up to pray for him, and the power of God hit him and knocked him backwards, and he landed on his back. And he was in the presence. He was out. I didn't know where he was. He was out. I didn't know then. He was out. I didn't see him for several weeks. Reached out to him. Finally got a hold of him. He said, first of all, Pastor, I just want to tell you, I went the next morning. Because I said, you want to come back? He said, no, I'm good. He said, I want to tell you, first of all, I went the very next morning to our service at our church. And after that, I had a meeting with my pastor. And I said to him, we need whatever they've got over there in our church. We need it. He said, Pastor Greg, I really wasn't going to go. I've never experienced anything like that before. I'd never really been around anything like that before. Never had anything like that happen before. Really, you know, I mean, I believe, but I really wasn't a believer. But I was like, okay, I'm here, Lord, so I'm going to go, and whatever you want to do, you do. And wow, did he. I didn't think it was possible to get that close to God this side of heaven. I've never been that close to Jesus before in my life, ever, ever, ever. And I said, well, you know, come back. And he said, no, it was too perfect. And I don't think I could have something that was that incredible happen again. So I'm good. We have seen the power of the Holy Spirit moving in Punjab, India, with our services. I pray that you have participated in as much as you are able in our meetings that we're having in Punjab, India. I hope that maybe you'll invite people to come on Thursdays to come to your house and say, hey, we're going to have an outreach service. We're going to watch a service that's happening in India. But the pastor, the message, you got to see this. because what he's doing over there, he wants to do in your house, in your living room, wherever you are, he wants to do it. Start inviting your friends to come on Thursdays. The link, for those that are watching on the website, we carry over past, and so you've got to go to the link on Clout Hub, watch us on Clout Hub, share that link with friends. You can go into the show archives to get there. All right, taking the break. Mark Mix joins me on the other side. We'll get Julie Rogers rescheduled, and I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
You know, my mom was a bowler. She would bowl.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very excited to have back with me. He is our Right to Work, National Right to Work president, and I want to welcome to the program Mark Mix. Mark, welcome. We can have that fun conversation because it's interesting. I we didn't quite get to it in the green room, but the economic side of it, the skill set side of it, and really what is, and this is crazy, but there is a real labor shortage as far as the workplace is concerned, and finding the kinds of quality work people that you need in order to be able to have a successful business.
Yeah, indeed, Pastor Greg. And thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you again.
Thank you.
Obviously, we could probably talk every... Well, I know you talk every day about all the news, but there's something to talk about every day. And when it comes to the economy and comes to Bidenomics, as they're calling it, a couple of elements come where we cross paths here. Julie Sue, the Secretary of Labor, the proposed Secretary of Labor, had some interesting comments about the economy this week. She talked about, you know, the Biden economy was growing jobs. And what we found out, Pastor Greg, was that the growth, the leading industry in job growth was government.
Yeah.
66,000 new government jobs last month, and averaging about 60,000 a month since the beginning of the year. Last year, it was about 20,000 a month. But that's coming. That comes with a price. And if that's the type of jobs that this Biden economy is based on, the country's in more trouble than we know. I mean, we know that, to your point, Pastor Greg, people need employees. They need skills. And people just aren't working, even though the unemployment numbers kind of artificially, I think, give us this notion that everything is fine. I think most people, most households, families around the dining room table know that things aren't quite right in America right now. And part of that problem is the Biden administration and the people they're promoting to lead various agencies like the Department of Labor.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a throwback in my estimation to the days of, you know, Barack Obama. You know, you talk about the number of you know, jobs that were gained, but the largest sector of growth was in government, and it should be noted that it wasn't, you know, there's a direct and there's an indirect connectivity in that that people may not be aware of, Mark. You have government contracts, okay? So, right? So you have direct government jobs, somebody that's hired and now they get a check that comes directly from the U.S. Department of Treasury. But you also have companies that are getting contracts. Now, the contract money goes to the company from the Department of Treasury, and then they spread it out to the employees. But that was the other area where there was this growth, was the government and all of its pet projects and all of the taxpayer money that they were spending to contract with these contractors. And Mark, you probably followed this, but you remember how many fraud cases there were, right?
Yeah, indeed. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, and that's an important point you're making, because, you know, the rest of the things that Biden says that he's doing for the economy, including the so-called CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, all of those things were all about what you were just talking about, Pastor Reagan. That was taking government money, taking money from taxpayers, giving it through government action to companies that will comply with the demands that the Biden administration makes. And those jobs that they're, quote, creating are, again, created by taxpayer money, whether the check comes directly from the Department of Treasury or it comes through a middleman who's participating in these government contracts and government controlled projects that, you know, this Biden administration's serving up to the American people. I mean, it's just false. It's wrong and it's not right. People know the difference. And the big beneficiary of this, Pastor Gray, are the union officials. They're the ones that are getting, you know, union-only contracts for government work. They're the ones that are getting, you know, redefining employees and independent contractors as employees so they can be unionized. You won't be surprised, but the greatest density of unionization in the country today is not in the private sector, where it's 6%. It's in government, where it's about 33%. So every time they add a government worker, one out of every three of them is going to end up being, quote, in the union, if you will. And probably, you know, because they feel like they have to join, or they're cajoled by union officials to say, hey, you got to be a member in good standing of the union, they'll be paying union dues. And then, Pastor Greg, to complete the circle, that union dues money ends up in the political process to elect more people to get to grow government even bigger. And the cycle continues. Devastating.
It truly is. It truly is. And you know, that's not trickle down economics.
No, it's toilet bowl economics. It depends if you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere, which way the water flows, I guess. Isn't there something about that?
Yeah, it's more like trickle-down poverty.
Yeah.
And trickle-down debt.
There you go. Yep.
You know, and you know, you stop and think about it, and just popping into my head, and we're just kind of I'm going to jump around a little bit, Mark, so my apologies, but I'm thinking about the whole, you know, forgiveness of college debt, right? We want to, you know, there's a big push to forgive everybody's college debt. It's really an admission by the left that we duped you. Think about this. People went to school. I mean, the old scenario would be you go to college, you know you're going to take on some debt, but you also know that going to college means that you're going to get a better job at a higher entry level, and you're going to have the opportunity to, within the structures, move up, make more money, and then you'll pay off your debt. It's not going to be a big deal, which is why they usually give you that grace period when you get out, to give you the opportunity to get yourself into the job, get started, get your career going, and now start making payments and pay back that debt. Except that the job half of that equation didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you had guys and gals that went to school, got these degrees. And, of course, they watered that education down because all they wanted you to do was be woke. They didn't want you to know anything or have any skills. But then they left school, and where did they move? They moved back home into mom and dad's basement.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, that's the reality of it. But if you listen to the commentators on the big media, everything's fine. Everything's happy. There was a Lego movie. I forget what that theme song was. Everything is wonderful or something. I don't mean to steal anyone's branding or trademark, but yeah. No, it's not groovy, to use a 1970s term, for sure, Pastor Greg. It's not.
No. When we were on before, we were talking about, you know, where the battle is, what, you know, and really what you're focusing on, a lot of it has to do with the policies that are being instituted by the government that are making it very difficult for independent individuals and independent businesses to function and have the liberty, the freedom to be able to freely compete. Am I?
No, you got it exactly right. This brings together the kind of the Department of Labor secretary nomination. It brings together policies that have been implemented in California that are allegedly and I think purposely making their way across the country by this Biden administration. And, you know, just to get into the specifics of that, the president has nominated an individual by the name of Julie Sue to be the Secretary of Labor. She comes from a 7-year stint in California working for Gavin Newsom. And frankly, if you're just out there living and you're not listening to ABC, NBC, CBS or CNN, you know that California is not a model for America. It's a warning. And the people that came out of there, that economy's in trouble. The state's in trouble. People are fleeing the state, notwithstanding what Gavin Newsom would say. I mean, he is anything that he says about the growth in California, except for the growth of government and the growth of, you know, government power and control, right, is false. People are leaving, and people have looked at it. You just look at the U-Haul trucks. There are no U-Haul trucks in California you can get, but there's lots of them in Texas and Florida and North Carolina and South Carolina and Nevada and Arizona, where Californians are leaving every day, and they drop the trucks off there, and they don't drive back.
Right.
So, you know, the policies that this lady implemented in 7 years in California as the Secretary of Labor there, the same things you're talking about, the fraud and the abuse and the corruption in the unemployment compensation system. Some estimate the fraud during the last 2 years of her administration out there and her enforcement of the program was somewhere between $31 and $40 billion a year. That's money that just is gone. It just disappears. And, you know, she was warned by two agencies run by the Gavin Newsom administration saying, hey, you got to put up some guardrails here. There's some real serious problems. She ignored that and let it continue. When questioned about it, both in the Senate and in the House, in hearings that occurred, one back in April and one just a couple weeks ago, she basically said, I don't know what happened there. And, you know, I don't need to explain myself. It just is what it is. And if you're going to take that type of, quote, expertise and promote it to an organization that's even larger, I mean, what kind of nomination process is this, where it basically checks a box for the Biden administration from a diversity standpoint? It checks a box that grows the power of organized labor and those that put government, you know, put union money in the PACs and the treasuries of these politicians that vote them more power. And Julie Sue's part of that. I mean, she didn't want to solve a corruption problem. She wanted to take away the independent contractor's ability to drive a car when they wanted. They took away the ability of a truck driver to be an owner operator mm-hmm. and run his own small business, excuse me. And they also, you know, photographers and musicians and people that had side hustles, if you will, or gig work. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took away that opportunity by redefining what could be an independent contractor, what could be an employee. And Pastor Greg, you won't be surprised. You can't unionize independent contractors,
right,
but you certainly can unionize employees.
Well, and by changing their status or forcing them to have to change their status in order to be able to continue to do work, in order to be able to continue to take on assignments or payloads, you've essentially boxed them in to the point that, you know, as we talked before, if you were an independent trucker, in order to do business in California, you had to surrender your independence and become an employee. And if you're an employee then in California, then you are an employee. I mean, it's not like you can go, well, I'm an employee when I drive and I go pick up the load, but now when I cross the border and get into Nevada or Arizona, or now I'm in New Mexico, now I'm an independent. No, you're not you're still an employee. So all the money you invested in your truck, everything you engaged in, you've lost that.
And to your point, the freedom that you was part of that equation is gone, too. That's the other point, the idea of the independence that it allowed these workers. And, you know, they would have us believe that every single Uber driver or Lyft driver is under the thumb of this company, when in fact they turn on the machine, they turn off the machine, they select who they want to pick up. They select who they don't want to pick up. You know, right. It's not like it's complicated. It's an algorithm. I mean, those two companies are computer companies, if you will, that provide a service to people that want to do just that. And the idea that this somehow interferes with a monopoly that was government run, a taxi monopoly, and a monopoly that was heavily unionized,
right,
you know, that gets under the craw of the Teamsters Union. And they file lawsuits and they pass ordinances like they did in, I think it was Seattle, Washington, that said in order to be a Lyft driver or an Uber driver, you had to be a union. I mean, you know, a Teamster Union guy and in the Teamster Union. I mean, these types of power grabs are just, they're contrary to the idea of, you know, independence and liberty and freedom in your workplace. And if you feel like you want to work for an employer, there are plenty of employers, as we mentioned earlier,
right,
they want you to come to work for them. There's no question about that.
Well, and again, I think the thing also to understand in the midst of all this is that when you surrender one area of liberty, and now you're talking about your income source, but when you surrender one area of your liberty, it's a domino effect in your life, because now you've handed the keys to your life over to this entity. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody should be an independent. I'm not saying that everybody should be an entrepreneur. I'm not suggesting that, you know, you shouldn't go to work for a company. What we're talking about is that you should have the right to be able to decide if you are, if you want to, or if you don't. If you're working for a business, you know, I mean, you know, think about the, we wouldn't have the watches that we, you know, now you don't, now it's all on your phone, but we wouldn't have had the watches, right? If those guys that were working for the Swiss watch company hadn't had the right to be able to take their idea, you know, of the quartz watch down the road, when the Swiss watchmakers all told them, forget it, you're crazy, this will never work, and said, go pound sand. Well, they had the right to be able to pick up their marbles, so to speak, and their quartz concept and take it down to another company who picked up the contract, and voila, we ended up with the quartz watch. That would not happen in the scenarios that we're talking about today.
Yeah, that type of control stifles that type of creativity and entrepreneurship and those types of things. And to your point, Greg, I mean, not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. People, lots of people are very comfortable being employees.
Which is fine.
In the world, yeah, why in the world would you want to pick on someone who doesn't want that model and who can choose another model if they want to and give them that freedom to do that? You know, I when I grew up, my stepfather had some family that had a small pond by their house, and we at night we'd go out with a flashlight and a fork, and we'd do frog gigging, right? Oh, wow. And then you'd put the frogs in the pot, okay. And the next day to cook them up, and you had to let the water, you know, gently warm up to the point of, and that goes to what you were talking
otherwise
about.
Otherwise, they jump out.
Yeah, otherwise, right. And if you just warm them up, if you warm them up slowly, they stay there and they're fat and comfortable and happy until the moment when they died. And that's what you're talking about with our rights. They take away one.
Right.
We let them get away with it. They won't take them away all at once because we would jump out of the pot. But if they just let us warm up,
we
got it right.
I mean, I know the analogy. I've used the analogy for years. I've never met anybody that actually that explained more or less where it came from.
Yeah, frog gigging. That's right. Western New York, you go out at night, the frogs would freeze with the light, and you get them, and then you take them inside, and at night, when you're sleeping before the morning, you'd hear them still croaking and doing their things. And but anyway, yeah, that's how we did it back there.
and then you get frog legs.
You get frog legs. That's right. And you'd think I was from New Orleans or Louisiana, but no. Western New York, a little farm pond.
In New York, I'll be darned. Okay, sorry, I just,
that's
wow.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just that was I, you know, you hear.
That was free.
I appreciate, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, you know what, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to have a short hit when we come back. But let's talk about, as we're looking right now, because, you know, there's a lot of changes going on. One of the big changes is currency. And we talked about that a little bit. And that's going to have a huge impact on the employment market. Yeah. All of the technology, the AI, all of these things are going to have a huge impact, because manufacturing has always made up the largest block of employment. And now, it's been happening. The rollout's been going on, but now they're really putting their foot to the metal, and cutting out jobs. Look at McDonald's. They've come out with fully automated restaurants. No servers, no cooks, no nothing. Just push a button, place your order, and it shows up at the window. All right, we'll be back. Mark Mix. National Right to Work, coming up with more right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. We just got a couple of minutes here, but I wanted to get Mark back on to talk about this issue of automation, how it's taking away our you know, jobs, and even currency shift and the impact that that has on our economy. So whichever one of those, and we'll get you back. We'll talk about, there's a lot.
Sure. Yeah, Patrick, I mean, it's certainly the automation issue is one that union officials are very concerned about because every time you drive up the cost of doing something, there are alternatives that come in and fix it. You mentioned the McDonald's, the totally automated McDonald's.
Yeah.
One of the rational reasons why franchisees are doing that is because they can't afford the labor cost and we can't afford the product if that labor cost is part of the price of a good. I mean, people risk capital to make a profit, and we shouldn't think that profit's bad in any shape or form. I mean, aggressive pro- profit and greedy profit, yeah, you can make the case. But for someone to risk capital to go into business to create value for their families and other families is a very important part of who we are as a country. And when those costs are raised artificially through fiat currency manipulations and inflation, mm-hmm. I mean, those costs get out of control. The product cost gets out of control. You got to find a way to change that. And automation is that, whether it be the ports where we're taking in our imports or whether it be the hamburgers that we get from McDonald's, something's going to break when those prices get too high, for sure.
And that ultimately leaves people, you know, wondering, what do I do? How do I compete with this? It's not a good place for us to be. And what's interesting about it, I'll close with this. What's interesting about it is that you talk about outsourcing. You know, that's why you pick up the phone now, right? You know, I'm going to call for customer service and I'm talking to a guy in another country.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those were all American jobs. Every single one of those was an American job. And now, not so much. And it's all related to this exact topic we're talking about. National Right to Work. Mark Mix is the president. Thank you so much for being with me today, Mark. I greatly appreciate it.
Always a privilege. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're out of time. Stay tuned here on TECN-TV for Texas Fully Loaded. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website. We'll have all this up at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. God bless you and have a great rest of your day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.